Chapter 12. Friends. Standing in the doorway, hands on his hips, is a teenaged boy around Princess Coco's, and I guess Frederick's, age. His dark brown hair is slicked back, and he's wearing a gray t-shirt and billowy green pants with black sandals. His toenails are painted a sparkly dark blue. Cool. Maybe I can find that shade when we get back to Smithville.
Who are you two?
The guy asks, looking from me to Jonah. Morton, the guard, led us up here, I explain. We're Coco's friends. We were invited to stay until Coco gets back tomorrow morning from visiting her sister. I take a step to the left to shield Frederick from the boy's view. He would probably think it was very strange that a frog was in here. Though I guess I could say Frederick is our pet, although he'd probably find that even stranger.
Gotcha,
the guy says, walking over to the mirror above Coco's dresser and running his hands through his hair.
The tropical humidity in Birdopolis is a killer on frizz,
he adds. So Birdopolis is the name of this kingdom. It definitely fits.
Are you a friend of Princess Coco's?
Jonah asks the boy.
A friend? Try her best friend, he says. I'm Reginald. I forgot Coco was going to her sister's recital tonight.
Her dad used to do all that stuff, but now he can't.
I think about what Coco wrote in her diary about her mom. Why not? I ask.
The king, her dad, is really sick, Reginald says. I feel so bad about that, especially because her mom died. But now her dad isn't well enough to go to school events for her sisters, so Coco does that.
Aw, Princess Coco doesn't have such an easy life. And it sounds like she's kind of nice.
But how can she be nice when she's proven herself to be evil?
Maybe she's only nice to her relatives and her best friend.
Oh, is that a puppy?
Reginald asks, walking over to Prince, who is still nosing through a pile of Coco's stuffed animals.
You're so stinking cute,
he adds, giving Prince a good scratch under his chin.
Woof!
Prince barks appreciatively.
Are you guys enjoying Coco's room?
Reginald asks, straightening up.
He looks around and frowns. Don't get me wrong, I love Coco. But this room, it's for a 6-year-old. My little brother and sister would be in heaven here, but it's no fun for a teenager.
True, I say, glad that I'm not the only one who noticed. Reginald looks like he's about to say something else, but then he shrugs and says,
I'm kind of bored without Coco around. Do you guys want to go swimming? There are always extra bathing suits by the pool.
Yay, swimming!
Jonah cries. Prince wags his tail and lets out an excited yelp.
Jonah, we're kind of in the middle of something.
I say between my teeth, motioning to Frederick with my chin, hoping Reginald won't spot him.
We're going swimming is what we're doing,
Frederick says, jumping onto his webbed feet.
Swimming always tires me out, and I'm having trouble falling asleep.
Reginald squints at Frederick.
You guys, you have a talking frog.
He glances at me and Jonah in confusion.
Did you know that?
Yep,
Jonah says.
Don't try and eat him, okay?
I won't, Reginald says, cocking his head to the side. But I did eat frog legs once. They tasted like chicken.
So I've heard,
Frederick grumbles as he hops off the bed. I scoop up Prince, and Reginald leads the way down the 4 flights of stairs to the front door. It's still hot outside, but the sun isn't as intense as earlier. I look at my watch. I hope we have time for this. As we step onto the patio, a giant yellow bird with a long black beak swoops past my head on its way to a palm tree.
Monkey!
Jonah says, pointing at a little brown monkey swinging from a vine.
You guys are definitely not from around here,
Reginald says as we walk toward the pool.
You'll find a chest of bathing suits in the shed,
he adds, pointing to a white wooden hut.
I'm already wearing my suit under my pants.
In minutes, Jonah and I are changed into bathing suits. Even Frederick has found floral swimming trunks that were probably made for a toy, but look just about right for him. The pool is huge, with sparkling blue water and lots of cool pool stuff, like floaties and noodles, just as Frederick said. The guard he saw earlier is gone.
Geronimo!
Frederick yells and cannonballs into the pool. Reginald dives in next, followed by Jonah and even Prince. I jump in and swim around. The water is cool and calm. This is so much better than well water, not to mention the scary waterfall. Thanks for inviting us to swim, I tell Reginald, who's balancing on a blue floaty. His eyes are closed and his hands are crossed behind his head.
No problem. Any friends of Coco's are friends of mine, he says.
Gulp. Should I tell him we're not really friends of Princess Coco's?
Splash!
Jonah did another cannonball. Water sprays on all of us.
Careful, Jonah!
Frederick yells.
You almost drowned me!
But I can't help but splash Jonah back. And then Reginald splashes me. The three of us get into a huge splash fight, laughing while Prince cheers us on with barks. The more fun we have, the guiltier I feel about not telling Reginald the truth. But if we tell him the truth, he'll probably make us leave. And we can't leave until Frederick has slept on the princess's pillow.
Wanna know a secret?
Reginald asks when we're done with our water fight. I swim over to his float. Jonah pops up from under the water.
I know you guys aren't Coco's friends,
Reginald says. I look at Jonah. Crumbs. What will Reginald do? Call the guards? We'll be in big trouble.
How did you know?
Jonah asks, squinting up at Reginald in the sunshine. Reginald chuckles.
I know, because Princess Coco only has one friend. Me.
Oh, I say, thinking about how lucky I am to have Frankie and Robin as my best friends. I wonder if Princess Coco is lonely.
So, who are you guys, then?
Reginald asks, glancing from me to Jonah.
We're Abby and Jonah. I motion to myself and my brother. And Prince. I nod at our dog. And Frederick the Talking Frog.
I decide I might as well be honest. We're trying to help him turn human again.
I am a prince,
Frederick says while doing the doggy, froggy paddle. He shoots a haughty look at Prince.
A real prince.
Oh, Reginald says, looking surprised.
Seriously?
I nod. Where I come from, I explain, there's a famous story about a princess who throws a frog against a wall and turns him human again. We were trying to see if that would work here.
You want Coco to throw him against a wall?
Reginald asks, pointing to Frederick in shock. No, I say, treading water. Well, maybe. We're going to try some other stuff first, like having Frederick sleep on her pillow. Reginald laughs.
She's not going to like that at all. But don't worry, I won't tell her.
Thank you, I say gratefully. We don't want her to hate us. She's kind of scary. Reginald sighs and flips off the float into the water.
I hear ya. Sometimes she's tough to get to know. But once she opens up, she's really sweet. If he says so. Well, the sun's going down, so I have to get home, Reginald tells us.
He swims to the side of the pool, hops out, and grabs a towel. Then he disappears into the shed and comes out a minute later, dressed. He slicks back his hair.
Bye, you guys. If you're hungry, there are probably chicken fingers in the fridge. Help yourself. I always do.
Yum, Jonah says. I realize I'm hungry. Jonah and I each do one last cannonball, and then we climb out of the pool with Frederick and Prince, dry off, and change. Back inside the castle, we look for the kitchen.
Can I help you?
Asks a tiny woman dressed all in white. The four of us freeze.
We're friends of Coco's, I say. We're looking for the kitchen.
Right that way, she says, pointing us down the hall. Enjoy.
I have to say, the security is a little too relaxed around here. It's a good thing we're not a band of robbers.
In case you're wondering, bands of robbers are real things. I met them in another fairy tale.
We find our way to the marble kitchen, open the fancy silver fridge, and serve ourselves a heaping plate of coleslaw and chicken fingers.
Mmm,
I say. Prince makes sloppy eating sounds.
Delicious, says Jonah. He smiles at Frederick. Tastes just like frog legs.
I laugh so hard, I snort coleslaw out of my nose. Frederick sticks his tongue out at us. When we're done, we sneak back up the stairs, tired and full. The castle is so quiet. I wonder if it's always like this. No hustle, no bustle, no one around. The clock says 10 p.m., and my watch says it's 3:20 a.m. at home. As we step into Coco's room, I yawn.
So we continue with the plan.
Frederick, do you think you can fall asleep now? He yawns too.
I think so.
Good. Hopefully when you wake up, you'll be a prince again.
I'd better be, Frederick says.
He hops in the bed and folds himself onto one of the pillows in a little heap. We wait and watch. I motion to Jonah to be quiet. Prince climbs onto the daybed and buries his head under a front leg. We stare at Frederick. His breathing slows. Eventually, we hear,
snort. He's asleep,
I mouth. Yay! I watch him a little longer.
But he's still a frog,
I say with a sigh. He didn't turn back. My eyes feel heavy.
Maybe you have to fall asleep beside him, Jonah says.
I can't do that. We don't have that much time left. If we sleep until morning, we'll be in trouble, I say, feeling increasingly tired. I guess playing in the pool wore me out. Jonah looks tired, too.
Just sleep until midnight, Jonah says. Magical things always happen at midnight, right?
Good point, I whisper back.
You take a nap, he says. I'll stay awake and keep watch.
My brother's eyes are half closed.
Maybe I should set her alarm just in case you fall asleep, too, for 12:05.
Okay,
Jonah says, yawning.
Do that.
I reach over and set the alarm next to Coco's bed. I yawn again.
Okay,
I say. Power nap. My brother stretches out on the daybed beside Prince. I stretch out on the second pillow next to a snoring Frederick.
Sleepy. Sleepy. Sleepy.
Ah! What is happening? A voice screeches. My eyes pop open. I was fast asleep. Wait a minute. When we went to bed, it was dark. Now, bright sunshine is streaming through the windows. I glance at the clock next to Coco's bed. It's not 12:05. It's 6 a.m. I glance at my watch. It's 6 a.m. at home, too. The alarm didn't go off. Again, why am I having such bad luck with alarms? I sit up super fast. Princess Coco is standing at the door. Her face is flushed red, and her hands are on her hips as she glares at me.
What are you doing in my bed?